man. This is the old. Good morning, man. Kermit Edney with program number 208 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years. The WHKP year since 1946. We follow the same format as the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call the series Where Fitz Left Off. Hardly seems real that the then new post office on Fifth Avenue West opened October 30th, this very day, 30 years ago. And this, by the way, is the year that marks the 155th anniversary of the first appointment of a postmaster for Hendersonville. An estimated 400 persons watched the dedication and then visited the new post office building on Fifth Avenue West this day in 1966. E. Bob Quinn was postmaster at that time, and he would be the last postmaster receiving his appointment through political influence. After Quinn stepped down as postmaster and died in 1971, postmasters have been assigned here by the semi-private U.S. Postal Service. Congressman Roy Taylor was responsible for getting more new post office buildings in this county than any other man. Virtually every neighborhood post office was granted funds for a new building during his tenure in the Congress. And Roy thoroughly enjoyed being present at every dedication, always bringing a flag that had flown over the Capitol building to fly above the new post office. By the way, I understand there's a full-time crew that does nothing but hoist American flags above the Capitol building, let them hang there a few seconds, then lower them, package them up, and put them in storage for ceremonial use by congressmen, senators, and other governmental bigwigs. In the earliest days, the postage was paid by the receiver, and it was up to the local postmaster to collect from those to whom mail was delivered. Nobody really wanted to be postmaster. Average pay was only about $70 a year, and those who applied usually ran grocery stores, taverns, or grinding mills, any type of business where traffic might be boosted by those coming to get their mail. There was one huge perquisite discovered by the Reverend Samuel Edney. Postmasters were given free franking of all mail dispatched. So when the Reverend applied and was granted a post office, which he called Edneyville, Samuel Edney could then keep in touch with his far-flung parishioners on his Methodist circuit by mail, and the service was at no charge to him. At one time, Henderson County had 37 post offices, and while the book is out of print, copies are available at the library of Postmarks by Lenore Ray, the most exhaustive history of local mail service I believe ever compiled for any county in the United States. In Lenore's book, he provides the names of every postmaster from the first one, John Kimsey in 1841, to Bob Quinn, who was postmaster when the new office opened on Fifth Avenue, and when Lenore finished writing his book. Since WHKP went on the air in 1946, the following have served as postmaster of Hendersonville: Roy E. Johnson, C. Few, John Perry, Hugh Morrison, and Bob Quinn. Just prior to Quinn being given his permanent employment for 3 months, the office operated under John C. Magnus with the title of Foreman of the Mails. From 1946 to 1971, only two postmasters had permanent appointments, C. Few and Bob Quinn. All the others were temporary. Though Hendersonville welcomed the building of a new and larger office in 1966, nobody favored its location. It was moved from the downtown area into, at that time, a residential section, and would generate heavy traffic between three schools and offering only a single entrance and exit to a very limited parking lot. In early years, the post office built its own buildings, but in 1966, bids were advertised and George Beverly Jr. of Asheville won the right to build a 17,486-square-foot building on a 20-year lease which has since been renewed. While in early years, the Hendersonville post office was located wherever the postmaster might be, in a grocery store or in stationery stores, it was in 1911 when Congressman John Grant secured an appropriation to buy the Vernon Few property at the corner of 4th and Church for a new building to cost $25,000. And as in 1966, nobody favored this location. After all, this was going to move the post office a block off Main Street. But nevertheless, as in 1966, build it they did, though the Main Street forces did delay the construction for almost 3 years. While there was a certain amount of puff in the local media about how marvelous the new post office was in 1966, the praise was nowhere near as outgoing as that given to the first post office at 4th and Church when it opened. The French Broad Hustler said, and I'm quoting now, "The employees have so much room and so many facilities, they're about like a hen making a nest in a big pile of hay." After the new building was put into service in 1966, the old post office became the federal building and houses a variety of U.S. governmental offices. Just in the last couple of years, a major change at the present post office greatly did improve efficiency and made it far more accessible. A large and modern carrier service building was constructed on Lakewood Drive. It's accessible from either Francis Road or Nix Road. All mail sorting by the carriers is done at this facility, and the carriers who used to battle for cramped spaces in the Fifth Avenue building all now work out of this facility. And the only postal employees in the downtown main office are involved with counter service, or as they say, sticking the mail into the hundreds of postal boxes in this now enlarged and modernized building. As we said, Bob Quinn, who served from 1961 to roughly 1971, was the last political appointee as postmaster. Since then, managers, some with different titles from postmaster, came and went as assigned by the U.S. Postal Service, and I could not easily find any of their identities from 1971 to 1987. I talked with several old-timers, and they all said they had no idea what their names were. The present postmaster is Judy Depew. She's been postmaster here for about 9 years. More memories for this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.